There are now at least four current or former senior officials with the city and county of Honolulu who are under scrutiny by federal agents. Former police chief Louis Kealoha and his wife, former deputy prosecuting attorney Catherine Kealoha, were indicted on charges of fraud, conspiracy, identity theft, and more. Since those charges were filed last March, the probe has widened to include Honolulu's chief prosecutor Keith Kaneshiro. An impeachment petition has been circulating and is now before a circuit court judge. Earlier this week, the ripples in the federal investigation reached Honolulu Hale, affecting City Corporation Counsel Donna Leong. Here is Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell making the bombshell announcement.
Donna Leong, who's our city's corporation counsel, as you know, has received a target letter in relationship to the FBI's Kealoha investigation. I understand that it involves the separation agreement with the former chief of police, Louis Kealoha, and monies paid to the chief as part of that agreement. I don't know any more than that. You know, and a target letter must be taken very seriously, and we take it very seriously. But at the same time, I believe Donna is entitled to a presumption of innocence. I believe it's enshrined in our Bill of Rights, in our United States Constitution. And I continue to have full confidence in Donna Leong, not only as the attorney and chief legal officer for the City and County of Honolulu, but also as a person who's an important member of my cabinet. And as we all know, Donna has done some exceptionally good work in some very difficult cases over the last 6 years. However, to avoid any distraction that a target letter brings, Donna, at her suggestion, and I have mutually agreed that she will take a leave of absence with pay while she resolves this matter, and I hope she can do so within a relatively short period of time.
Following that statement, Caldwell was asked when Leong received that target letter.
So she got the letter on the 3rd of January, and she told me almost immediately. And we were ready to announce it, and she asked, could she have time to retain a lawyer? And I thought, in fairness, we should give her that time. She has now retained a lawyer. A decision was made now that she had the lawyer to make the announcement, and we plan to make the announcement today, last week, calling in her cabinet first to tell them. And I understand that Don Leong also informed all her lawyers in her department. So we did it, I think, within a reasonable period of time, giving deference to both Donna and enough time to retain a lawyer so that lawyer can respond to your questions.
Donna Leong officially went on paid leave this past Monday, January 14th. So what does it really mean to be named in a target letter? Here to help us unpack that is Ken Lawson. Ken teaches criminal procedure and criminal law at the University of Hawaii's Richardson School of Law and is co-director of the Hawaii Innocence Project. He's also a former defense attorney who has represented clients who have received target letters.
If you look at it from a macro perspective, if you look at, like, let's say the Mueller investigation, people keep saying, you know, when is it going to be over, when it's going to be over? You know, it seems to continue to go on and on and on. And what happens is once sometimes in these federal investigations, whether it's a drug conspiracy ring or any type of white-collar crimes, once you start pulling strings, you just keep pulling it and stuff just keeps shaking loose. And so, again, I think what's amazing is not just how long the investigation is taking, but the different routes it's now hitting. And, you know, when you talk about high-level officials that it's now touching, it's quite extraordinary.
I wonder, too, how the rest of the country is looking at this.
It may be a surprise because it's Hawaii, you know, and I think at least I have, you know, I've been here for almost 11 years now. And so being a transplant from the mainland, it wouldn't be unusual if we're talking about Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, you know what I mean, Detroit, who currently has a mayor serving prison sentence, New Orleans. But there's something about Hawaii that I think has captured the nation's attention with respect to this case. And the fact that you have, you know, the former chief of police, a high-ranking prosecutor who happens to be his wife, and the prosecutor for Honolulu receiving a target letter.
And now the top civil attorney.
And now the top civil attorney, which is, you know, coming straight out the mayor's office. I think that's the reason why you will see it grab national attention, because of where it's happening, i.e. Hawaii.
Now, in the case of Donna Leong, based on what the mayor said, that they're looking at the severance, the process under which the severance was set aside for the police chief, what's your sense of what they're looking at there?
You know, that I remember when this happened, and I was really shocked that the city was settled with a person who was about to be indicted. But I think what's even more concerning is, you know, because a target letter says not only were you doing something unethical, right? What a target letter is saying is, listen, we got evidence that there's been criminal activity, and we have enough evidence, we believe, to charge you with it. Now, if you want to come in and talk to us about it, that's fine, but you're subject, you're the target of a grand jury investigation, and we believe right now we have enough evidence to charge you with a crime. So it's pretty serious. And so, you know, it's kind of baffled me, you know, what could have went on? Because, again, with being the chief lawyer for the city, you have authority to settle cases. And so, you know, I'm at a loss as to what could have been any type of criminal conduct other than some type of structuring. In other words, trying to structure a settlement in a way that could be considered criminal. You know, I think it's kind of mind-boggling. This one passed on me for a twist, and I practiced law for almost 20 years in the federal system and the state system. So, I'm just be honest with you, I have no idea other than some form of structuring. In other words, I'm trying to tell you that this is what this settlement is for when I know it's for something else. Or this is, you know, how we're going to settle the case when I know that that's not on the surface how this case is being settled. And so it's like sometimes you can put money, like you can structure a settlement to where, or structure the deposits in a bank account, right? Let's say I give you $100,000 and you don't want to report that I gave you $100,000. So you're structuring it in a way in different bank accounts so that the IRS doesn't get tipped off that you somehow owe them money. That, you know, so it doesn't matter where the money came from. That money could be a legitimate source. It doesn't have to be drug money or any other type of money that could be subject to a civil forfeiture. But if you structured trying to evade detection from the IRS, it can get you in a lot of trouble. And so, again, I have no idea what it could be, which makes us even more curious and even more amazing.
It is a head-scratcher because, from what I understand, the city council didn't really approve the settlement.
The question becomes, should that responsibility be civil, you know, an ethical responsibility that you know, it gets filed with the Ethics Commission here? Or is your violation? That's what's really amazing is because, again, the target letter is from the federal prosecutor basically saying you're the subject of a grand jury investigation because your behavior, we believe, is criminal. And so, you know, so again, it could be some type of fraud to where, you know, city council and the police commission, when they settle the case, believe that we're settling this case in this particular manner for these reasons. But the facts are that somehow you didn't disclose to us where the money was going and what the real purpose of this money was for. And had we known that, we would have never authorized this settlement. And because you weren't honest with us in what this settlement money was for and how the settlement money was supposed to be used, we believe you committed a fraud. That's where this could be going. But again, like I said, I have no idea other than the fact that it has to be serious in order for that target letter to come, because they could have issued her a subject letter. And prosecutors do a subject letter to you when they say, look, there may have been some unethical conduct going on. We have no idea if it's criminal. We're investigating it. Could be criminal, could be civil. But we have some evidence that you were involved in some type of conduct that's bothering us. Can you come down and tell us so we can straighten it out? Mm-hmm. That's a different letter than what she got. She got a target letter, which is already telling you we've got evidence that there was a crime, and we believe you committed this crime.
People are drawing the parallels between the situation with Donna Leong, and she's hired an attorney, and then Keith Kaneshiro, who, as far as we know, has not. The office isn't talking, so we're not really sure what the status is, but he has not stepped away.
And is your question, should he step away?
Yeah, I mean, what is the law school thing?
Yeah,
I mean,
but the law, he has his discretion. You know what I mean? And so, if I'm, you know, when I represented people that received target letters, if they were private individuals, then I would say, no, you don't have to step away from your private job, you know, because stepping away may give the public the impression that you're guilty of something. And so even though you received a target letter, you know, we're going to enter a plea of not, we're going to tell them we're not guilty, we didn't do anything wrong, and I'm not leaving my position. But for Keith, it's different. I mean, you're the prosecutor, and the prosecutor's role is to make sure that justice is being done and to protect society from criminal wrongdoing. And when you're the subject of criminal wrongdoing and what you're alleged to have engaged in with respect to criminal acts occurring in your office, I think you have a duty to those people that elected you to step away so that everybody can know that, that what's going on is above board. I think you have a duty to say to us, you know what, I want you to know I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm going to step away so that everybody understands that justice is being done. And I think that his duty is greater in that sense than any other private individual that receives a target letter from the federal prosecutor's office.
I do think that lots of folks are looking at this case and thinking, well, these are our top city officials here, and they ought to be held to a higher standard.
Absolutely, because if I'm on a police force, if I'm a young prosecutor, or if I'm a young civil attorney working for the city of Honolulu, and everybody above me is doing things that's not right, then why shouldn't I? Why can't I cut corners? You know what I mean? Why can't I pull people over even though I don't have probable cause? Why can't I just start arresting people that my neighbors because I don't like them? Why can't I set my, you know, I mean, how do you tell me, or how can you discipline me when you yourself are doing wrong? And so, again, I think, if anything, it just needs to be rooted out. And sometimes things have to get worse before they get better. But again, the shock, I think, nationwide is that it's going on here in Hawaii because everyone's visual of Hawaii is, you know, a place of paradise, a place where people don't just screw over each other. You know what I mean? People save their last dollar for years to come here on vacation. And so when you see this type of corruption, it sends a huge, you know, sound wave throughout the nation with respect to justice. I mean, it really is concerning. But I, getting back to it, I think that you have to, you know, you have to root it out.
Right.
To root it out.
We do have a system of, you know, innocent until proven guilty. We have two indictments, and the trials have yet to work through the system on that. I think there was even a motion to delay Catherine Kealoha's trial.
Getting back to your point, so if you're a prosecutor, a federal prosecutor, and you're going after a lawyer, just like we saw with Michael Cohen, before they were able to get a search warrant, the FBI got a search warrant on him, that judge went through everything he or she could to make sure, because it's such a precedent-setting thing to search a lawyer's office. So think about this. When you're talking about sending a subject letter to the prosecutor of Honolulu, when you're talking about indicting the former chief of police and his wife, who's a high-ranking, you have more than enough evidence. It's not like you know what I mean? You better make sure that you dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's.
Yeah. Would have been interesting to be a fly on the wall during those discussions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's what's more upsetting is in order for that target letter to be issued, you can bet your last dollar that there's evidence there that the prosecutor believes shows crimes, or he would have never issued it to such a high-level official, knowing the ripple effect it would have throughout our state.
There's also the issue of payment, right? I mean, so do the taxpayers then end up footing the bill for Conoscero's defense or for Donna's defense?
Yeah, that's concerning too, right? I mean, again, that was a big deal with when the chief entered into his settlement. And I think it's wrong for the taxpayers to have to foot their defense. I mean, if they get charged with a crime, they should be like you and me, right? I mean, you got to pay for your own lawyer.
That was UH Professor Ken Lawson talking about the far-reaching federal public corruption probe that has touched the city prosecutor's office, the Honolulu Police Department, and now the city's top civil lawyer.